You're listening to Lake Radio. Lake Radio.
Hello and welcome to At the Movies. I'm Troy Marks.
And I'm Savon Riker.
And during this show, we would like to discuss the highly and very well executed Daredevil. So, Savon, did you like Daredevil?
We're first discussing the movie or the show?
We could discuss the movie first.
Okay, well, first off, I did actually like Daredevil.
I hated the movie.
What did you hate about it, George?
Well, first of all, Ben Affleck is a great actor, and I hope he does good playing Batman this fall.
He better.
And I know he has great TV shows and other things that he's done, but during this movie, he just messed up Daredevil to me. He was not playing a convincing role. The villain was bad, and the Elektra, oh my gosh, she's terrible.
I have to agree on that, actually. The villain was, it's kind of like, there were two villains, actually.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Bullseye, the one with the big...
Just Bullseye?
Yeah, Bullseye.
What about Kingpin?
Kingpin, I like how he played his role, very strong. I love the actor, and I'm mad he's dead right
bro,
now.
Bro, you know
he's
passed? Yeah, actor, bro. Yes.
Great actor, but I just don't like... That movie, it was really bad. The plot was terrible.
It just seemed kind of fake.
The plot was so bad. At first, I was thinking that he wanted to go save his mom, then his sister. I was confused. The plot was terrible. The shaky cam. Actors cannot have shaky cam. I don't like when movies have shaky cam. It's terrible.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like Daredevil is kind of like another Batman to me. I feel like he's awesome, except he's better.
Like, he's nothing like Batman.
He's blind. I have to disagree. He's actually a lot like Batman. Gadgets, no superpowers except
when he has superpowers.
Yeah, he does.
But it was really bad. Give me reasons why you actually liked the movie, though.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Troy. I did see the movie when I was quite young,
okay.
So I probably was just in it for the fights and all that junk.
Okay.
So I may need to watch it again to get a little refresher. But I honestly thought that it was a good movie, man. I liked it.
Okay, now let's go discuss the TV show, which is on Netflix, and Daredevil is played by Charles Cox, and what a great actor, I think. He played the role that Ben Affleck should have played.
No, honestly, I was very skeptical coming in there. I haven't seen a TV show before.
Okay.
And I've heard everybody's been like, yeah, it was good. I was like, all right, I gave it a try. I had a lot of time on my hands. I was like, all right, I'll go, and I'll watch it. The TV show, first episode, I loved it.
Yes, great episode. Great opening entrance. It was great, wasn't it?
It was a great opening. It started off fight scene.
Exactly.
Off the
like,
bat.
I'm like, oh my goodness. And the dude's just beating everybody's down. And let me start off by saying, Netflix is doing a heck of a job with their TV shows. They
House
are killing it. House of Cards. You have Orange is the New Black. Jessica Jones. You have The Masters of None, which is played by Aziz Ansari, which is a great show. And it won an award, actually. Yes. Great actor. Loved him.
I need to catch up.
Yes.
Wait. Jessica Jones. Pause for a second. Is that a good movie? Good show?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it is on point. The actor is so good. The dude who played Luke Cage, I wanted to be Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is in there.
Yes, Luke Cage.
I might be, okay.
For those who don't know who Luke Cage is, it's another superhero, and I'm a little so happy right now because I love superheroes, read the comics and everything. And
he's bulletproof, guys.
Yeah,
bulletproof.
He's awesome, and he's just a guy who has which is unbreakable skin, which is like some of my friends here, Savon said, bulletproof. But what a great TV show.
So I might have to check that out. But Daredevil?
Oh, my God. What a great show.
Like, this guy.
Charles Cox really played. And then they have the wonderful Rosie Dawson in there. Rosie O'Dawson.
She's beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Have you seen the movie when she played? It was with Kevin James.
Kevin James. You're talking about?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper?
Yes.
No.
She played a great role, and she continues to amaze me in everything that she does. She is just a wonderful actor. Also, want to shout out the dude who played the Kingpin himself, Vincent.
Oh, he's great.
Vince, boy.
I was scared.
of him.
See, the thing what I like about TV shows and what the Daredevil movie didn't do was, as great as the actor was who played Kingpin, the last one in the movie, he wasn't convincing. He didn't make me feel for the evil,
right,
like the bad guy. With also Jessica Jones and Daredevil does, you feel bad for him. When they had that episode with Jess Kingpin, you felt bad. You felt their pain.
Yes. They didn't become somebody who you just hated.
Was like, oh, this guy.
You connected with.
Exactly. He's a terrible person. See, that's what I think that great TV shows and great movies do. When you feel for the bad guy and also you're like, well, he's kind of a butthole. When you feel for him, you know that the TV show is going to be good.
Honestly, yes. Because that's the thing about movies as opposed to TV shows.
Correct.
You have, an hour and a half, two, three hours tops.
Right.
To fit in a storyline, fit in a million different components. Whereas a TV show, you have hundreds of episodes to just be able to connect to everybody.
Right, and I think it's easier for superhero movies like Marvel and DC. Like, for instance, Batman, The Dark Knight. The Joker.
Yes.
Played a wonderful role. You felt, you're like, oh, this guy's crazy. I can't wait till they get this guy.
I'm so mad Heath Ledger's dead.
I know. Like, what a great actor.
He played Joker perfectly. No one's ever going to play him like that.
Exactly.
No one's ever going to play him like that.
And same thing with the Avengers. Loki, I was like, man, I feel bad for this guy.
Awesome.
That's why those two movies are the top movies.
That's true.
And that's what I think that Netflix is doing a great job with. They're actually reading the comics and they're actually taking that criteria that they use for the comics, which makes you love the comics, and pulling it in the TV shows.
I think actually the TV shows do a better job of connecting the hero with the comics as opposed to just their thought of like what the hero is supposed to be.
Correct.
Whereas movies, it's like, as Hulk, for example.
Okay.
He's everywhere. There's three Hulks.
Right.
There's
right.
the first Hulk from the first movie. He's like short, muscly, just he looked horrible. That right. CGI looked horrible. Second movie was a really good movie. Edward Norton,
yes.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes,
he's a little bit taller, a little bit leaner, but still muscular. Third movie with the Avengers, he looks different again. Mark Ruffalo, but I do like those actors.
I liked how Mark Ruffalo played
that
role.
Yes.
He make you actually feel for Hulk, and that's what I think Charles Cox does. In this one, he makes you feel for Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like a blind guy, you actually feel bad for him. But we also have to shout out Foggy. What a great actor. He made you, as Groot and as bad as the whole thing is, it's good to have some light, played by Edwin Henson. He is a great actor, too. He made you laugh, made you cry, because he made you cry in that one episode. We don't want to have any spoilers, but I was like,
I'm a tough dude to make cry.
I wasn't crying. I'm just saying,
you hurt, you felt.
I feel actually bad for this guy. He actually wants to make a difference. While Daredevil knows he can make a difference. Foggy's out there working hard and hard and hard. And
it's like more than just the superhero aspect of it, too. Like, you get to see him try to start up their lawyer business or their attorney business from the ground up. So it's more than just the superhero side of it.
Yes.
So that's always great to see. Always.
Yes. So what would you rate the movie played by Ben Affleck? What would you rate that movie?
I may have to check it out again. It's been a while. But I may give it, now that I look back at it, probably like a 6 or 7.
Out of 10? 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would honestly, truthfully give that movie about a 4.2.
I knew you were going to go with it.
That movie is terrible.
Wow. If you hated it like that.
No, it was really bad. I'm telling you. All the viewers out there, I would like for you to go see the movie and see the TV show and see how much and how much better the TV show is than the movie. And I think you agree with me. Now, the TV show, what would you grade it out of 10?
Oh, man, I got to say, that's A minus, A plus range there.
Out of 10, though.
Like a 90, 9 or 10, one of 9. I go with 9.
I will go with a 9.5. I'm telling you, this TV show Netflix is out there killing it. I'm killing it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're on fire with their TV shows.
Yes,
they can't be stopped.
I encourage everyone to go look at Jessica Jones, what is a great TV show. There's also coming out a Luke Cage, which Luke Cage is also in Jessica Jones. Great actor, big guy, huge guy. And also, I would like for you guys to check out the Iron Fist, which is also what Netflix is doing. And then they're going to collaborate, that's all right, of them, which is just the fan dream, the Defenders, and it's going to be awesome. And I encourage everyone to go look at it. Hmm. What do you think?
I agree. I need the Iron Fist. So Iron Fist is coming on Netflix.
Yep.
Luke Cage is getting his own.
They're all getting their own, and then they're all collaborating.
You hear about what DC's doing? They're doing the same thing. They're bringing Flash in there. Some people from Flash.
Which is also a great TV show, Arrow and Flash. I like it.
Yeah, Arrow, CW. They're bringing them together. The two ice fire dudes. I don't know their name, but
man,
them, they're bringing them all together. They're doing the same thing.
Well, this is all we have today for At The Movies. I encourage everyone to go see Daredevil. This weekend, or if you can. It's long, but it's great, and it's worth your time. Next week, we're going to be discussing Deadpool, the highly anticipated Deadpool, when Ryan Reynolds comes back, because he kind of ruined it for me for Green Lantern. Terrible movie, but he might kill it as Daredevil.
Oh, I know he will.
Follow us on Twitter and at olakeradio.com, and we're out.
Peace. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't